Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
A funny thing I saw that Bowling for Soup did that I just wanted to mention because it's funny. When I was doing my research on Jarrett and trying to, you know, not be shitty, I saw that they recorded Fountains of Wayne's Stacy's Mom.
Yeah.
And on the album cover it says, Stacy's mom, because people think that we did it anyway, so we might as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So for years and years, I mean, and it happens to me. It happens to me at least once a week. It'll be like something where I'm at karate with my son, or you know, dance with my daughter, and someone will be like, "Hey, I heard you're in Bowling for Soup." And, yes, I am, and you just kind of know it's either going to be one thing or the other, and very often it's, man, I love Stacy's that song, Stacy's Mom, or I am Stacy's Mom, and I'll be like, oh, you have a daughter named Stacy? That's a lovely name. If you search Stacy's Mom, like, at, this was before we recorded it, but the second thing that came up was Bowling for Soup on Google, and before we ever even touched it, and so I recorded it, and we sold 8,000 downloads just on iTunes alone that December. So I mean, it's money in their pocket too.
Sure.
They still own the song. I just own the master, so they get publishing every time somebody buys it or
You just filled that demand for Bowling for Soup, Stacy's Mom.
Too. Adam Schlesinger is the songwriter for the band, and he's the bass player. And he goes, I sent it to him after we did it, and he goes, and this is a quote from him. I didn't say this, but he goes, "It's so cool to hear our song where the vocals are in tune."
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host via Skype from the great state of Wisconsin, Mr. Travis Hulse. Hello, Travis.
Hello to you. Something you might not know about me, I also recorded a version of Stacy's Mom, but into a mini cassette player, which is quite eroded now, so you'd never actually be able to hear that I did it, but I absolutely did do it.
Do you still have the tape?
I think I do. But
did
the battery,
other songs, or were you just passionate about Stacy's Mom?
I did a few different things with this mini cassette recorder. I would keep it in my pocket and record conversations that I would have when I used to work at Walmart. Just because I like likened myself to be like a writer of some sort, so I like to record like the beats of a conversation. But also at one point I wanted to be an amateur rapper, so I would rap into this thing when I came up with some fun lyrics. And I did record a version of Stacy's Mom into it, but I recently found this cassette recorder, and the battery compartment is so, like, their battery acid leaked all up in there. It's so messed up, I don't think I could clean it up.
Also joining us, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here, everyone.
So is it like one of those Home Alone Talk-A-Boy?
No, it's like back in the movies, or like the movies, like probably in the early 90s, where you would see like the psychiatrist, he would put up a cassette recorder on the desk, and it would like sit straight up on the desk, like almost like a handheld, like just about the size of your hand. It would just sit on there.
Fair enough.
Drunk, I see you eyeballing the items in front of you.
I can already tell you I'm not going to do it.
I'm pretty excited, Drunk. You know, it is Stunt Month.
Stunt Month's over.
Stunt Month is not over, Drunk. It is June 26th, and tonight we have a doozy, Drunk.
No, I'm not doing it. You do it.
Drunk, I'm so excited, Drunk. Did you happen to see the video I posted on Facebook?
No.
Do you know what this is, Drunk?
No.
You don't even know what it is?
Well, I see that over there.
You see, Drunk, a lot of podcasts do this, and like, you know.
I haven't been able to drink since I was 19.
Drunk. There's a thing that Jelly Belly said. Have I told you my Jelly Belly story?
I actually have those at home for people that are new to my poker game.
It's like a fun game you play where you get the Bean Boozled Jelly Bellies. And, like, you eat one and you say, ooh, is it going to be coconut or spoiled milk?
Right.
And, I think that they made flavors. Like, you know, they were trying to make flavors. And they, made bad flavors in their attempts. And they, what are we going to do with this bad flavor we made?
Yep.
And, we got 20 of them. What do we do now? Let's mass produce them and sell them to people as, a fun game.
Yep.
Well, didn't the Harry Potter thing do that first? There's a line of Jelly Belly, I think it was straight up Jelly Belly. Maybe it was a knockoff, but they had the Harry Potter one that came in little packs, and they were supposed to taste like awful things. And I think that was from the movie. Belly.
At my house, we used the Minions one. One of them was called Minion Fart.
Minion Fart? Yes. That's a flavor of jelly bean?
Yes.
So. A lot of podcasts have done this. Did drunk? They play the game. Which Bean Boozled did you get? Did you get the good one or the bad one? And then you eat it and you're like, oh, I ate the one that tastes like lawn clippings. And everybody has a good time, drunk. But you know what? We're not fucking hacks, drunk.
Right.
So you know what it did? I took the whole container of Bean Boozled, and I dumped it in a blender.
Uh-huh.
And so this is a whole thing of Bean Boozled. Carefully arranged in 6 shot glasses. Uh-huh. And for Stunt Month, we'll do the Bean Boozle Shot Glass Challenge.
We?
Drunk, I'll tell you what.
You got fleas?
Drunk, I'll tell you what. You eat one of those, I'll eat one of them.
Who's going to eat the other 4?
No. We're going to go 1 for 1.
I think
I got
fair.
Jägermeister here just because we had shot glasses, and I figured maybe you'd want some Jägermeister too. Maybe to get the bad taste out of your mouth or
you
something.
Yeah, different type of booze.
Nope, that's it. That's
you
it.
You got Jäger in the house?
Yeah, it's been in my freezer for 15 years, Travis, so I think it's aged.
It's probably good. You could probably sell that on the aftermarket for extra cash since you aged it.
Yeah, aged Jägermeister is the best, right?
That's what I hear.
It's like wine. Drunk, you're thinking about it a whole lot. Drunk, while you think about it, I want to talk about the water bottle gal. Did you hear about the water bottle gal?
Please enlighten.
Okay, guys, in my life, in the long running history of this show, there has been times where there's been news stories that I've just kind of taken the opposite side of other people because I like to look at things and see it from a different angle than maybe most people.
You prefer to argue?
It's to shed some light on it. What could the other person be thinking?
Travis, there's been times where I've been kind of a cunt. For instance, the Michael Rotondo thing a couple of weeks ago. I'd like to go back and apologize to that. That guy sucks.
Yeah, he's awful.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. And though I agree that it's silly that all these people, I still stick to that it's silly that we know about Michael
Rotondo.
Yeah,
for us to even have an opinion on it makes no sense.
Somebody checked in on Michael Rotondo, and he's currently suing Best Buy because they fired him for discrimination because he's a single parent.
But he's not a single parent.
Well, he has a child that does not live with him.
Right. It's not really a single parent.
So he's single and he has a kid. So he's a single parent and Best Buy discriminate. He's suing them for $400,000. And his theory is, if I get the $400,000 from Best Buy, then I can buy a house with that. Right.
Yeah. Right. And even if Best Buy is listen, we're not going to take this to court. We're not going to give you $400,000, but we will give you $50,000 to go away forever.
So,
and then he still comes out ahead.
Travis, there's a viral news story going around about they're calling her Permit Patty.
Hashtag Permit Patty.
And what happened was, okay, I'm going to play that. I have this. This is on Real News. This woman took a cell phone video. It went viral. And Real News is reporting on this story.
Well, they have to because
a controversial.
Because.
After that initial, when that one gal called the cops on that African-Americans celebrating, I'm not sure if it was a birthday party, but they were in the park and she didn't like what they were doing in the park, barbecuing and whatnot. So she called the cops on them. So now the news feels like they got to jump on this real fast.
There was there was a lady that called the cops on a African American who was sleeping in like the lunchroom in a college too.
Yeah.
And that was a whole thing also. So this is of a similar ilk, Travis.
A controversial call.
This woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water. She calling police on an 8-year-old little girl. This
now, first of all, we're gonna the woman who you heard talking is filming a woman like one of her neighbors, and she's blaming it all on a little girl. But that woman is sitting at the table with the little girl selling the water. The little girl is there selling water with her mom, and her mom is saying, "Oh, we're doing this to fund our trip to Disney World." But I mean, this woman lives a block away from where the San Francisco Giants play baseball, and there's people walking by, and she's selling bottles of water to them for $2 a piece. And what happened was the woman, this is in an apartment complex. The woman went outside, talked to the mom, and said, "Hey, you've been out here fucking yelling about water for like a couple of hours, and you're kind of, I hear you straight through the fucking wall, and you're annoying the fuck out of me. Could you guys like stop yelling outside of my window?" And the woman freaked out and yelled at her and said, "Oh, you're going to tell my daughter she can't sell water?" And that's where it goes. So, I mean, at that point, what are you going to do? Are you going to fight the lady? No, you're going to call the cops because you asked them to stop. They're disrupting you. They're keeping you up. They're bothering you. You can't hear your TV over them yelling about water. Okay, so
this woman on the phone with police about an 8-year-old girl she says was loudly selling water outside her apartment for hours. The child's mom confronting the caller.
She comes out, demands the permit for my daughter. She said if we didn't give it to her, then she'd call the cops. So I said, okay, call the cops.
So you can't sell water without a permit. You can't.
That's correct.
They close down lemonade stands all the time, and we make fun of it. We say, "Oh, you're gonna fuck with a little girl selling water." But make no mistake, this mom is sitting there selling the water. The girls there were using the girl,
and she did.
The lady called the police on me because I didn't have a permit.
Well, you can hide all you want. The whole world gonna see you, boo.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit.
Yeah, so that 8-year-old doesn't sound like she's smart enough to
right to come up with this brilliant
thing
plan.
Together. Yeah,
yeah, she's saving money to go to Disney World
or counting
drunk.
The money, or
somebody absolutely coached her to give that statement to the news.
So this woman, Permit Patty, as we're calling her, the evil white lady, she owns a business where she like makes like weed brownies and stuff. I don't know what it is she does exactly. She does something weed related. And they found out where this woman works, you know, the Twitter mob, and they found out who she distributes her products to and got her business shut down because she had the audacity to call the police on people who had spent several hours directly outside of her apartment yelling, trying to sell water to people. And that's where we're at. I mean, is the woman a Grinch? Maybe. But she didn't really do anything wrong.
No, but does she deserve to have her livelihood shut down because she called the cops on people who were being loud out?
Can
no,
we make fun of so. Her and give her a fun nickname, Travis? Absolutely.
Of course. I'm completely in agreement. Let's call her Permit Patty. I don't think that was her real name. That's all fine. Let's give her some shit on social media, but to like actually find out.
Hot take.
Woo. Travis just totally muted out. Travis.
Yeah.
What happened?
Skype, I was in the middle of talking and Skype just all of a sudden said, "No microphone detected."
That's
I didn't move
really
anything.
Crazy.
I didn't turn anything. I didn't do anything at all. Skype just says, "Hey, yeah,
fuck
you don't
buddy.
Got a microphone
yeah,
plugged in."
It went like a weird silent It was like, it sounded crazy. Okay, just start your whole hot take over, Travis.
Oh, God, it's gone. I lost it.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full Dicks Internet Radio Program, guys.
Drunk, are you still thinking about the Bean Boozle shot glass challenge? Drunk, how bad could it be? See, it's got bad flavors in it, sure, but it has good flavors too, Drunk. What's the worst that could happen?
Death.
Hey, listen, when people barf, they like to brush their teeth, and now you'll have the toothpaste mixed with the barf, so it'll kind of override it, right?
Drunk, we have six of these.
Okay.
What if you put some Jaeger in it?
Well, first of all, I can't drink Jaeger.
Why not?
So back in the day when I was 19, we went on a camping trip, me and my friends, right? And we each bought a bottle of Jägermeister. So
I've had this one for 15 years.
So
it's aged.
Naturally, once we got down there, we decided we're going to have a race to see who could finish their bottle of Jägermeister the quickest.
Oh, that's wrong.
So needless to say, we started busting out the beer bong and Jägermeister.
Oh, that's cold.
And Drunk can't drink Jägermeister anymore.
Hey, listen,
no,
I did
you
that
just
same
can't
kind of
race
thing.
To drink Jägermeister again.
No, I mean, I literally, I got the mouth sweats right now just looking at the bottle.
Oh,
listen, you got to break through that because I had a similar experience when I was younger with Southern Comfort, and I couldn't drink it for years. And right now, I'm drinking a little Southern Comfort. You can get past that. Work through it.
Yeah, Drunk. You got to have no fear. It's stunt month. Come on, Drunk.
I'm sure you can see the sour look on my face.
It's a little sad.
It's because you're all in your head, man. You just get through it. Mind over matter.
Drunk, right? I had a shot of Jägermeister. You can have some of the bamboozle shot challenge.
Why don't you do it first?
I already took a shot of Jägermeister. That's your greatest fear.
I think I'd rather take the shot of Jägermeister than the shot of jelly beans.
Oh, Drunk has some jelly beans. How bad could it be?
All right, so
you puke, I'm going to just say, ha-ha, I told you so.
No, you're not going to do
Jaeger,
one?
Now Drunk does a Jaeger, and then Michael do a Bean Boozled, then you do a Bean Boozled.
Drunk, we'll do it together. One, two, three. What do you think? Come on, buddy. You stir it around and I blended it into a fine powder.
So how is that going to make it any better?
It won't.
So instead of one nasty jelly bean, I have to eat like eight nasty jelly beans.
They're not all
nasty
jelly beans, Drunk. Don't you think that they'll counteract one another?
I feel
like
they usually ratio the bad to good like 1.5 to 1 at least.
In my experience, it's 1 and 1. When playing that game with my children, it seems to be 1 to 1. But
Drunk,
maybe we haven't got to the end of that
I think
box.
It's going
to
be good. I think the sugary sweetness is going to outweigh the dog food or the stinky socks. I think those will be lesser flavors, don't you think? Drunk's going to take a shot of Jaeger, Travis, which he swore he would never do.
Drunk. You're getting past it, man. This is like, what, a decade later?
Face your fears, Drunk. Does it make you sad?
Not great.
Not great? Now it's time for the Bean Boozle.
No, I did the shot of Jaeger. Now you got to do the Bean Boozle, and I'll do a Bean Boozle.
Okay, so if I do one, you're going to do one. Sure. You're not going to punk out on me.
I won't punk out.
No punking out.
Travis, if he punks out.
Unless you puke. If you puke, I'm going to punk out.
Well, that's fair.
Okay. It's going down the hatch, Travis. A whole shot glass full of powdered Bean Boozle here.
Almost fire up the video for this.
You want to know why, Travis? Because we're not hacks.
Nope. Not doing it halfway.
The dub fod goes hard, Drunk. Oh, I don't like it.
You're not supposed to.
The flavor isn't so bad, but it's hard to do.
See, I told you, you should have threw an ice cube in that blender and maybe a little Sierra Mist.
Oh, I need something to drink.
Hey, you got a whole bottle of Jaeger sitting right there, buddy.
Oh, God.
Chase it down with the Jaeger.
Oh, this is a good...
You even have a shot glass in your hand. It'll be super easy.
Oh, that was a Bean Boozle there. That one's going.
I think you're going to make me puke just watching you, buddy.
Stunt month.
This was a terrible idea, Travis.
Who else is going to bring you entertainment like this, right?
Why don't we make Travis do any of these songs?
You'd never know if I was actually doing it.
You would never know if I was actually doing it.
There's two of you there. I'm taking you on your scout's honor, Travis. But nobody would be here to hold me accountable.
Travis, this is a terrible idea.
No, it's great. You can't say that when drunk still.
Travis, this is the worst stunt month ever.
That's because you never participate.
Oh, yeah, I like when drunk does the stunts.
Yeah, it's always drunk. This is the first time you.
Travis, I'm trying to be inclusive. Travis, you know, drunk. You said you wouldn't punk out. You got to do at least one.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait and see if you puke or not.
Okay. No, I won't puke. Drunk. The flavor. I mean, it's not good. The flavor is not good by any means, but it's the consistency. When you blend a whole box of jelly beans together, it just kind of makes like a powder.
Man.
But then as soon as the powder hits your mouth, it just kind of becomes a big thing of mush.
Mike, if you would have told me that this was one of your ideas, like when did you buy those Bean Boozled?
I was planning on doing this last week, Travis, but I ran out of time.
So you just bought it last week?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would have been enough time. If you would have told me that this was one of your options, you could have disintegrated those Bean Boozled into shots of vodka, because you can take like Jelly Bellies, you can take like Skittles, you can take Jolly Ranchers and dissolve them into delicious shots of vodka. You separate out the flavors, you dissolve them, and the vodka is amazing. You could have done just the opposite and put all of these Bean Boozled into like a cup of vodka. And then you guys would have been doing shots of like Bean Boozled vodka. It would have went down a whole lot easier. But I can't say anything about the favor.
Yeah,
the
last year we did the Peep Punch Challenge.
I remember the lawn clippings one or whatever.
Dumped a whole thing of vodka into a big jar and then filled it with peeps. And
how long did you let that sit though?
Like a day and a half.
Yeah, you gotta go like a week, two weeks to let that really, like, all that sugar and shit to like really disintegrate.
And then the peeps, they got real, real thick and juicy.
Oh, I remember that. I got really drunk off one peep.
Drunk was eating peeps soaked in vodka. See, stunt month can be fun, Travis.
They weren't good.
Speaking of fun, Travis, did I tell you, you heard about Weezer covering Toto's Africa, right?
I did. There was like a big uprising from the Weezer fan population to get them to cover this, and then
there was a big groundswell of excitement on social media.
I'd like to know where it started. Do you know the origins? What was the origins of the Weezer fan saying, "Hey Weezer, we want you to cover Toto's Africa"?
I don't know, but there was like a Twitter account that was just like it was like a Weezer Africa. Why are you making that face, drunk?
I just said the thought.
Tatoes.
The thought of Weezer covering Africa? Well, here it is, drunk. It sounds good.
Tato, right? It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. It's gonna take some time to do the things we never. It's actually like a surprisingly, like, faithful adaptation. I mean, they pretty much just play Toto's Africa like the way that Toto would play Africa. It sounds almost identical. Well, I think that was the point, right? Because when they had approached Weezer to do this, Weezer's like, this song is, you guys don't understand, like, you all know Toto's Africa, but the song is very complicated and we don't want to do it an injustice. So they recorded another Toto song right beforehand, and they said, Roxanne, this is good enough. Yep, right.
But then a weird thing happened, Travis. So Weezer covering Toto's Africa was like kind of a cultural phenomenon there for a day or two. Like,
yeah, people were into Toto's Africa. It even made that AM morning radio station that I listened to, like a AM morning show, like a local one. Even they talked about this and played the Weezer version of Toto's Africa.
I think they performed it on Jimmy Fallon or something. But then a weird thing happened, Travis. A week later, after Weezer covered Toto's Africa, CeeLo Green put out a cover
of Toto's Africa.
What is CeeLo Green doing?
I don't know. It's like everybody's covering Toto's Africa now. Why are we all doing this?
Is it like I want to one-up you, Weezer? I'm going to also do Toto's Africa?
I don't know if this was prearranged, like if they had already discussed possibly doing this.
No way. He's trying to crawl out of that hole that he's in yet, that CeeLo Green.
He's like, Weezer's getting some juice. Maybe I should get some juice. Some of that Toto juice.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Well, and see, that sucks.
Why does that suck, Travis?
He's not doing a faithful adaptation of Toto's Africa.
It sounds a little bit more urban.
I don't really find his voice to be really great unless they put a bunch of like weird beats and shit behind it.
I mean, he's okay. He's got a unique voice is what he's got.
Is that what it is?
Travis,
he remembers when you lost your mind.
What we find ourselves in is like a thing. You know what I'm saying, Travis? We're in a thing right now.
Like everybody needs to touch Toto's Africa.
Everybody. Everybody needs to touch it for some reason. We all need to cover Toto's Africa.
Let's get our fingers in on that.
I don't know what happened, Drunk. Do you know what happened?
All right, I'm going to do it. Echoing tonight, she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Her moonlight wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned me to as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a haunted man or more could ever do. Let the rain down in Africa. It's gonna take some time to do the things we never had. Ooh, ooh. The wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company.
Travis?
Yeah?
Did I tell you that we're going to be playing America's Favorite Game Show coming up in a few minutes?
Is it Toto or Weezer?
No, Travis. It's one we've already done. But it's an oldie, but a goodie. You know what I'm saying?
But a goodie. I hope you play the rest of this song. It's going really well.
I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises in Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of the thing that I've become. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a hundred men or more could ever do. It's worth the race down in Africa. It's gonna take some time to do the things we never had. Ooh, we'll be right back. waiting there for you. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. God bless the rains down in Africa. I 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 bless the rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. Ooh, ooh.
Nail.
It's a movement. We're all doing Africa.
And on your mobile device.
This is Strange Label.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force.
Space
And now, Drunk reads our iTunes reviews in his Wolverine voice.
From Rage FX. The show is awesome. I can't believe I waited so long to start listening to this podcast. With tons of original content and Larry Sellers with excellent chemistry who simply do not give a fuck. They say what they want and have a great time doing it. Highly recommended. Hit that subscribe button. Thanks, Rage FX. 5 stars.
Want Drunk to read yours? Rate and review us on iTunes.
Simple and free. Just you and me. WFOD.
Time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to James Corden about his new film, Ocean's 8, in theaters now.
Why the fuck are you in this movie?
I just got a phone call saying, you've been offered this part in this film, and when you realize what it is and who the director is and you read it, you think, well, this would be a lovely thing to be part of, you know? And I'm just happy to be in the film's orbit.
Well, isn't that nice? Everything's working out great. Things just fall in your lap. Eat shit, Corden.
Thank you for coming. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
La, la. La 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 la
summertime. And the living is easy. Fish are jumping, don't you know, my darling? I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a, your letter is rich, got a rich girl. And your mommy's good looking.
Smell it.
Yeah.
Don't need to smell it.
So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these morning's coming. You're gonna rise up singing. Morning.
Yes.
Then you spread your little wings, and take to the sky. La 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 la. There's nothing gonna harm you.
A bucket?
I'm with a mommy and a daddy standing by.
I just want you to know that in a show of solidarity, when I went upstairs to make a cocktail, I grabbed some Bean Boozled to toss them right in my mouth.
Just a handful, Travis?
Well, like two of them.
were they good or bad?
What did you get, Travis? Did you get a silly one?
I don't know what they were, but whatever it was, one of them had to have been bad. I don't know
did
what the other one was.
Did you get booger or did you get juicy pear?
It could have been juicy pear and booger for all I know, but it wasn't great, whatever it was. So.
Are your taste buds deadened?
Well, I immediately washed them down with the beverage I was drinking, so it's all gone now.
Travis, you know, it isn't a music lawsuit, but several people pointed out to me that there was a music disagreement. Did you see the music disagreement, Travis?
I think, didn't I send that to you? The Twitter.
Yeah, a lot of people did. You want to know why? Because they know I like them.
Yep.
Travis. There was some people that were pointing out similarities between two songs. And now, the fella in question, his name is Jace Harley. I've never heard of him, but apparently he makes rap songs, Travis. And he had the reaction that people are supposed to have. He just kind of said, oh yeah, they are kind of similar, cool.
And then he moved on.
And then he moved on with his fucking life. He probably enjoyed the bump of people making the comparisons.
Right, he's like, I just got like an extra 500,000 downloads because it was a trending topic on Twitter, and it was the Childish Gambino that it was comparing it to.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah. And he said, oh, yeah, they're a little bit similar. Cool. I appreciate you guys pointing it out. And honestly, the two songs both have America in them. They sound a little bit alike, but I mean they don't sound exactly alike to where I believe this one could be a coincidence.
It's not like that last one that we listened to, right? What was that? There was like a country artist or something.
You make it easy.
Like Florida Georgia Line and that other country artist.
Right. But you be the judge on this one, Travis. Now this is the original that everybody knows. This is
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping.
Travis, I feel like Drunk can't concentrate on anything because he's just staring at these Bean Boozled shot glasses.
He's just so
like,
afraid. He should
with
just
like
do
this
one
defeated
to get
look
with
on his face. You know what I think? You know what I think happened, Travis?
You broke me.
You know what I think happened, Travis?
Shell shock.
I think Drunk was convinced I wouldn't do it.
And now he can't back out of it.
Drunk, like, yeah. Drunk put it out there. Oh, well, if you do it, I'll do it. Knowing that I wasn't going to do it. And then I did it. And you know what, Drunk? I didn't really hesitate all that.
No, you didn't.
I went to town, Drunk. You want to know why? Because Dubfied goes hard, Drunk. We don't fuck around here. We don't pussyfoot around and just stare at the Bean Boozled for a half hour with a defeated look on our face. Right. No, Drunk.
And
we chugged this bottle
like
of Jaeger.
I felt bad about not being a part of it, so I absolutely did grab a couple out of my children's Bean Boozled game and throw them in because I felt like it was wrong of me to not be taking part of this disgusting thing.
Drunk, I am not going to play the last 15 seconds of This Is America by Childish Gambino. until we get this out of the air. I feel that it's hanging over us like a dark cloud.
I'm sure the whole audience is going to be
feel that your heart isn't in it.
I hear the tension.
Because you're focused. You're focused on the wrong things, Drunk. We need to put on a show. I have America's favorite game show still to play, Drunk. We got to get past this.
Buddy.
We got to get past it, Drunk. We got to get past it. You know what I did? I even did one better for you, Drunk. If you want to do this one, this one doesn't have any chunks in it, Drunk. This is just powder. I think this will be a good one. I think that'd be a good one for you, Drunk. It's just powder.
If you want to snort it, you can.
Well, I don't think I want to do
that. Oh, wow. He could snort it. I didn't even think about that. I guess if you get it into your body somehow.
It counts.
Travis, I'm a bad person, aren't I? Because I'm making him do something he doesn't want to do, right?
No, I don't feel like you are. I feel like he's been down with all of these stunts forever, and to back out now, I think would be a violation of the stunt month, you know, rule book.
Drunk, yeah. Are you doing the sign of the cross, Drunk? Drunk, you think you're gonna die?
Spectacle, testicles, wallet, and watch.
Get a bucket or something.
I need to get drunk a bucket, Travis. I need to get drunk a bucket.
Thanks, buddy.
Drunk, don't puke.
Just get him a shot of Jaeger to chase it down.
Spew into this.
Okay.
You're not going to puke. It's fine. How bad could it be, Travis? You know? How bad could it be?
I mean, it's just gross jelly beans. Who cares?
It's gross jelly beans, Drunk. You might get berry blue, and you might get toothpaste.
Or I might get a combination of every single one of those, and it's going to be not good.
I did it. It was fine.
Toothpaste is just mint. You'll be all right.
All right.
Yeah, I think I got like a chunk of dog food.
Okay. You did it. I said I would do it. So I guess I got to do it.
It's stunt month, Drunk.
It's stunt month. We have listeners to appease.
Yeah. I told them all I hated them last week, so they were extra mad.
So I really got to do something special.
You're doing it for them, Drunk. Tell them you're doing it for them.
Here's
to make up for me.
WFOD Nation, play the drop.
Stunt Month.
Oh, he took the whole thing of powder, Travis. Oh, he does not like it. He's making like the jerky thing like he's going to barf. Drunk, you're not going to barf, are you? It's fine. It's not good, though, right? He's focusing on not barfing. He can't talk, Travis.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Barfing sounds are good. Good radio. If you thought people hated burps,
Drunk, do you think that you got spoiled milk or coconut?
I got them all.
Every one of them was in there.
Drunk, did you get barf or peach?
I got them all.
Drunk. Dub FOD goes hard.
We do. Take it hard to the rim.
We don't fuck around.
Hard in the paint. So we do.
Travis, it's so satisfying that he did it. And I know that's bad because he shouldn't have done it.
I feel your satisfaction. I feel he should be satisfied with himself for not backing away, you know?
Travis, it was raining really hard earlier, right, when I left the house. And there was a teenage girl standing at a corner, and I rolled down my passenger side window and slowed down and yelled at the teenage girl standing in the rain, hey, you getting wet? And I know that, like, that was a really shitty thing to do.
I still don't. I'm still trying to process what possessed you to do that.
I don't know, because I mean, I'm not like roll down the window and yell at people guy. I don't do
I mean,
that.
Did
Drunk,
you
crying. You got tears in your eyes. Was it really bad?
Not great.
It wasn't good? Well, we still got four more.
you better go talk to Laura.
Get Laura down here to do one.
Were you planning on like saying, hey, are you getting wet out there? Do you need a ride? Or and then you decided against that because it would
no,
be weird.
I
or
don't
were
know
you just...
what came over me. It was like in the moment, I just had to roll down my window and yell at some stranger. And I don't know why I did it. But I felt really bad about it as soon as I did it. I was like, why did I do that?
How hard was it raining at the time?
It was raining pretty goddamn hard. She was very wet, Drunk.
Well, I mean, I think you're completely justified in feeling bad about it because I mean,
it's a shitty thing to do. I shouldn't have done it.
I get it.
Drunk, did I ever tell you my Jelly Belly story?
Tell me, please.
Drunk, I worked at a storage facility for a number of years.
I remember we used to do the podcast there.
Hey, that's when we had Mark Maron's phone number.
Right. Travis, we didn't have Mark Maron's phone. Shh.
We don't anymore. It's fine.
And see, what we all did is we all worked in an office by ourselves, but we would all call each other and, like, you know, gossip. Mm-hmm. It was still like a gossipy workplace like any other, except, like, we had to make a phone call to do the gossiping.
Sure.
And there was a customer
to different, like, locations.
At a different location.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'd never gossip if I had to get on the phone to do it. I can't remember the last time I talked on the phone that I didn't absolutely have to.
It's just like anywhere else. Somehow the gossip still got around. It was the weirdest thing. But it was this little short 4-foot woman who was like the meanest lady. And she would just come in and she would curse out whoever was there. And she would go to different locations to pay her bill. And she was just a nasty, nasty woman. She was really mean.
What did she bitch about? Like, it was a storage facility.
She would just bitch about everything. Like, she didn't like the price she had to pay. She didn't like the place's cleanliness. She'd just bitch about anything. She was just a really mean lady. And she drove around in a PT Cruiser that was...
Loser Cruiser.
Completely decorated... in like a Jelly Belly wrap. Like, it was a Jelly Belly PT Cruiser.
Oh, just that's fun.
Jelly
beans. I've seen a Pikachu Volkswagen a Beetle drive around like that.
But she was like a Jelly Belly rep. That was what her storage unit was it was like full of jelly beans.
Well, that's not good. You're supposed to be endorsing your brand. You're like promoting your brand. You can't be an asshole.
Right. And you wouldn't think that a little short 4-foot lady driving around in a jelly bean van would be this mean. But like, we just called her Jelly Belly Lady. And if Jelly Belly Lady was about to come in, and you knew she was coming because she's driving around in a PT Cruiser covered in jelly beans, that people would call other locations so that other locations could hear the woman yell at them.
You know, when you describe this woman, if you just did this blind without going into this story, you said, hey, there's like a 4-foot lady. She drives around in a PT Cruiser covered in Jelly Bellies, and she's like a Jelly Belly rep. I would immediately think of like a nice old grandma just throwing Jelly Belly at the neighborhood children.
Sounds like she would have to be a nice lady, right?
You'd think so.
I mean, like, if you like had a lineup of 10 cars, and you said, which person do you think is probably the nicest one? If one of them was covered in jelly beans, I'd say it was the jelly bean car.
Of course.
So anyway, I got transferred to the storage location where Jelly Bean Lady had her storage unit at. And I dreaded the day that Jelly Bean Lady would come in to the office, because I just knew she was going to yell at me.
And you'd heard stories up to that point.
Oh,
right?
it was legendary amongst my peers. Mm-hmm. We all feared the day that Jelly Bean Lady came into our office to yell at us. And that day came, and Jelly Bean Lady came in with like 3 or 4 boxes of jelly beans. And she said, these are expired. Throw these away for me. And set them on the counter and walked out. And that was it. That was my interaction with Jelly Bean Lady. And the next day...
You ate all the jelly beans?
No, the next day we had a district meeting where we all had to go to the district manager's office. And I took all of the jelly beans to the meeting and set them down on the table and said, guys, Jelly Bean Lady came in and she told me that I was the nicest manager that she had encountered and gave me these as compensation for how pleasant I was with her. And me and Jelly Bean Ladies are good friends. So I just wanted to share all of these with you. And we all ate jelly beans and I never told them the truth.
So I would have lied too. Totally.
Everyone thought I was the Jelly Bean Whisperer, but I wasn't, and they were expired.
I'm surprised you didn't get a promotion for that shit.
Right, I was the one that was able to tame her. Travis, do you think that this was a good stunt month, or do you think that it didn't really? You know, Drunk kind of He pussed out on the Reese's challenge, too.
I didn't puss out. You eat fucking a half pound of chocolate and peanut butter.
Well, you had a half of a half pound. And then didn't he say something before the show, Travis, about how he was going to save the other one for his lady? Do you think it was all a gimmick? You think he was faking it?
I couldn't even eat half of one. How was I going to eat two?
Trying to be a good boy? Because he took it. He took it home with him.
I think Travis died again.
Travis's Skype told your microphone it doesn't work again. Oh, boy.
Great show. Great show tonight.
Drunk, I will tell you what. We didn't finish the This Is America bit. Travis, are you there or is your thing still screwed up? His thing's still screwed up.
All right, so what's the other song besides This Is America?
So there's two songs, Drunk. Childish Gambino has This Is America. Don't got you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. Hey. I'm young. So that was the one that everybody knows and loves, right?
Yes, sir.
I feel like I'm a good judge of this because that was literally the first time I've ever heard that.
You've never heard Childish Gambino's This Is America?
Travis? No, I purposely didn't listen because I really like Childish Gambino. And when I saw it trending when it first popped out, I was like, I don't want to get on board with this.
You were with Childish Gambino before he hit.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, he hit before. I just didn't want to like jump on this trending bandwagon. I was going to wait and listen to
it later.
But
Travis, you wouldn't be jumping on the bandwagon.
You
got to
watch the video. Super weird.
You liked him before, Travis.
I did like him before.
So you're avoiding his new music because it's popular?
Yeah, well, kind of, because
so
I just didn't want to
like
get
a hipster.
Like a hipster, yeah. Like, I like Kings of Leon before they hit big with that Sex Is on Fire.
This motherfucker sold out. I can't listen to him
That's
anymore.
What happened with Korn.
Limp Bizkit sold out. I can't listen to them
People
anymore.
Got mad at Korn. They were like, everybody likes Korn now, so I no longer like Korn. Well,
they should have, as soon as they put out that Issues album.
So
they should have.
That was about when it happened.
It
yeah.
wasn't that bad.
So that shit sucked.
So did you hear the Childish Gambino song, Travis?
I did hear it, yeah.
This is the one that it's being compared to. I'm young and I'm black in America. They try to attack and embarrass us. Y'all don't want your daughters to marry us, but they let us dick, so I tear it up. Got her wedded in Mariners. Half a society scared of us. My nigga, I'm young. What do you think?
Sounds similar.
It's similar.
Most rap songs sound the same anyway.
With no barriers, so if you owe me money, just police killed my best friend, they shot him dead. I do not forgive, I do not forget.
My life is a cliff and I'm by the limits. And in less than a moment, a lot is said. America. And they both say America a lot. They both have like a bass line.
That sounds like every song by the Migos.
And there's somebody in the back going, woo,
woo, woo, woo.
Have you heard of Migos? The Migos.
You know why they say Migos, Travis? Because there's three of them, and they're pals. It's like the Three Amigos.
Oh, Three Amigos.
But it's Migos.
Yeah.
It's clever, right?
Both those songs sound like all of the Migos songs.
Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Chevy Chase.
Only black.
Mm-hmm. And rappers.
Right. Drunk, are you ready to play America's favorite new game show? We've played this once before, guys.
Is it Weezer or something else?
No, it's not. And, you know, before, it didn't have a theme song. But now, I'll tell you, Trevor, in 2018, the year of bits, I'm really
everything
into making
theme
songs for these, you know?
Yep. Everything gets a theme song this year.
They all need theme songs. This is a game to tell if they are walking. Or if they're 6 feet under cold. Yes, of course, the game that we are talking is if this person's dead or just real old. That's right, Travis. We're playing America's favorite game show, Dead or Old.
Hooray. I welcome this game back with open arms.
Now, the way the game works, Drunk, you buzz in. Probably by saying your name, right? You say Drunk. Or Travis. See, Travis would say Gator.
I'm just going to say Dead or Old.
I guess you could do that,
too. It's on you to decide who rang in first.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, what if my fucking Skype doesn't detect my microphone anymore?
Well, fuck you then, buddy.
Like, for no fucking reason.
We have seven. You know, Travis, if it's not one thing, it's another, right?
It is. It really is. You get everything set up nicely. You feel like everything is going in the right direction, and something else decides to take a shit on you.
Sound great, by the way, Travis.
Oh, sounds thanks. Great. I appreciate that.
So, we have seven rounds. How you play this game is I'm going to name somebody. I'm going to play a familiar piece of their work. In that time, you guys have to think, do I remember this person dying or are they still alive? Do you understand the game?
No, repeat it again.
Hey, I've played this before. I'm ready.
Drunk, the first round is actress Lauren Bacall.
Alive.
You know, Steve, you're not very hard to figure. Only at times. Sometimes I know exactly what you're going to say. Most of the time. The other times... The other times you're just a stinker.
I will also go really old.
I think Travis said dead, didn't he?
No, he said alive.
I said alive.
Oh, you guys both said alive?
Yeah. Said alive.
Do you think that's what we should do, is everybody should guess? Travis, doing fastest?
I thought that's what we did, right?
Yeah, that's what we'll do. So you both said alive?
Yeah, we both said alive.
Wow.
She did. Yeah.
Dead.
Lauren Bacall died in 2014, guys.
Mm. Oh, that's really recent.
2014 is not recent at all.
That's pretty recent.
That was a long ass time ago. Okay, guys. So you're both negative one.
Can't we just be zero?
You want to not take a negative?
Yeah, I don't want negatives.
It's more fun when you do negatives.
All right. Negative one.
Travis, I like taking points.
I was about to say, he loves doing the negatives.
All right. Negative one.
Travis, I'm a negative person.
Yeah. Hey, you getting wet over there?
It was a shitty thing to do, Travis. I realized it as soon as I did it. It was the wrong thing to do. Round two, guys. Angela Lansbury. Is Angela Lansbury alive, dead or old?
As time.
She's old.
Really
old. Tune as old as song.
Huh?
Old.
You both say old?
Strange. Yeah. I know why. I know for a fact she's alive because she was accused of being a racist recently.
Oh no, was she?
Yeah, yeah. Like this last year on Twitter, it was Angela Lansbury was asked to comment on something.
As fuck.
That's right, Travis. Angela Lansbury is old. So you guys both got a point for that one. You're zero.
Zero.
You're both at zero now.
We're neck and neck over there, buddy.
Okay, round three, guys. I'm excited about dead or old. Sidney Poitier. Is Sidney Poitier dead or old?
Nothing. Dead. If you carried that bag a million miles, you did what you were supposed to do. Because you brought me into this world. And from that day, you owed me everything you could ever do for me. Like I will owe my son if I ever have another.
So we had a split on this one. We had a...
He's alive.
Travis say alive and Drunk say old. Oh, no.
As fuck.
Yeah. Drunk said dead.
Drunk said
I get
dead.
A point.
So Travis is plus one. Drunk is negative one.
FYI, my favorite Sidney Poitier movie is Sneakers, also starring Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. Okay. So we're on to round four. Are you guys ready for round four?
Oh, yeah.
Harry Belafonte.
Dead.
I say dead too.
Travis, you think he's dead too?
Yeah, I think he's dead too.
Dead.
I feel like his daughter old version of his song. And I feel it was in memoriam. Hey, this will be relevant next week.
Guys.
Old as fuck.
Oh, no.
Harry Belafonte is alive. Well, Travis, don't say, oh, no. It's exciting that Harry Belafonte is still alive.
Well, so I'm at negative two with three questions left.
Travis is at zero. You are at negative two.
Ugh. Oh, you can still take it.
Guys, round five, Shirley Temple.
Oh, someday I'm going to fly. I'll be a pilot too. And when I do, how would you like to be my crew?
Shirley Temple Black. Her hyphenated last name in her later years.
You said, what did you dead. Say, Travis?
Dead.
You both said dead?
Yeah.
You're both right. Shirley Temple's dead. So Drunk is at negative one. Travis is at plus one.
I'm just trying to get to zero, baby.
Travis, I think what you need to do, Drunk, what I think your strategy should be is to wait till Travis answers and pick the opposite. That's really your only chance, is if
I don't care
Travis
if I win,
wrong.
I just want to get to the positive.
Travis, the next one, it's pulled from probably one of my favorite movie clips of all time.
I'm excited to hear it.
Martin Landau. Is Martin Landau dead or old?
Old.
You know which movie of yours I love, Mr. Lugosi? Wait. The Invisible Ray. You were great as Karloff's sidekick.
I don't know who this guy is, so I'm just going to go dead.
Karloff? Sidekick?
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Pull
the strings! Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit! That limey cocksucker can rot in hell for all I care! What happened?
How dare that asshole bring up Karloff? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all on makeup and then grunting.
Bella, I agree 100%. Now, Dracula, that's a role that requires talent.
Of course. Dracula requires presence. It's all in the eyes and the voice and the hand.
That's right. Drunk,
you don't know Martin Landau?
Right. You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
Bullshit. I'm ready now. Roll the camera.
I said alive, and I'm going to stick with it, but I'm almost positive Drunk is right, and he died a couple of years back.
So Drunk went with dead. Travis is going with alive.
But I think he's right.
And guys, I'll tell you what. We got ourselves a ball game because Martin Landau...
dead.
So we are
what
at 0-0. Zero, zero. Martin Landau just died in 2017, Travis.
Yeah,
just
fucking died recently. I should have known that.
So, boy, we got one here, guys. I don't have a tiebreaker, so if you tie, you tie. Round seven, the final round, is Robert Loggia dead or old?
Dead.
Adolescence. 3 years. They do. Every day after school.
Travis said dead.
Since you don't have a tiebreaker question, I'll be like dead.
Well, I mean, you guys could just tie.
No.
I don't want to put an asterisk on this track. I want you to say what you really feel.
He's alive. I feel... he's alive!
Drink, how about this? If you lose the game, you have to take another shot
of... nope, not going
to
happen. Ain't going to do it. Ain't going to do it.
But if you win the game, Drunk... if you win the game...
you'll take the rest of the four?
I'll take a shot of Bean Boozle.
He's alive.
Oh, dude.
I'm not doing it, but he's alive.
Travis, I really tried, but Robert Loggia is dead. Guys, Robert Loggia is dead.
And Drunk still won't do it.
Drunk still won't do it. Travis wins 1-1.
When did he die?
2015. He died a little while ago. So that
I remember
was dead,
that
or, dead or old.
That's
a nice uplifting, fun game, right?
Yeah, that scene was everywhere when he passed. And that's why I remembered after I said Martin Landau was dead, because they played nothing but Ed Wood clips. Like,
what about my buddy Stacey Keach? Is he still hanging in there?
Stacey Keach, yeah, I think he's on a television show, Drunk.
Good stuff.
You know, that's like one of the Benny's favorite clips of all time from our show is when... someone asked you what the celebrity death that affected you the most was, and you said, oh, probably when Stacey Keach died. And somebody pointed out to you that Stacey Keach was still alive, and you said, Oh, well, then I don't know.
You're in for a real doozy when he finally does pass.
It's going to be a bad day for drunk.
You're going to have to experience it all over again.
It's my guy. Everybody knows that's my guy.
Do we have anything else in the hopper? Do we have anything we need to discuss, or did we do it?
No, I think we did it. I just want to make sure that there's awareness brought to the fact that Joe Bob Briggs is back. You know, the Monster Vision guy, the drive-in master.
His name's Joe Bob?
Joe Bob Briggs. You don't remember Monster Vision on TNT?
I don't believe I do, Travis.
He did like an Up All Night kind of thing, like Gilbert Gottfried and Up All Night with Rhonda. But he would do like Monster Vision on TNT. It was always like monster movies and like horror movies and stuff. And Joe Bob Briggs is great. He's been in retirement for a while. Shudder brought him out of retirement for one last time. You don't even have to be a Shudder subscriber. Joe Bob Briggs is coming back on July 13th to do a 24-hour marathon. And I believe like up first is like the movie Basket Case, which is totally a classic. But you can go on their like free feed. Shudder has a free feed to like kind of test it out. And you can follow along with Joe Bob Briggs. Should be pretty exciting. I'm very excited for it.
Drunk, don't you think the people would like to hear you do one more?
No.
Stunt Month.
I know they would.
Drunk, it's Stunt Month. I feel like the people would really like you to do one more, Drunk.
You got
to
wrap it up hard. You got to go
wrap
hard.
It up hard,
this is
Drunk.
It. We're not going to be back in Stunt Month until 2019, buddy.
Yeah, I mean it's the final episode of Stunt Month, Drunk. You only ate half of one of the Reese's. I feel the people need it, Drunk. They had a bad week last week. People were really sad, Drunk, after last week's show. I got so many messages.
No, you didn't.
People were threatening
zero messages.
To boycott, Drunk. Liquid sent me way less memes than he typically did. Drunk.
Which, and that totally made me sad because I love those memes.
I like the memes a lot. And we got less memes this week, Drunk. I feel like we're slipping. We need to give the people something, Drunk. The people need one more.
Okay. Drunk's pick of the week is Big Brother. Starts tomorrow.
Is it because you hate the listeners, Drunk?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Drunk.
You must respect my...
You know why he doesn't want to do it is because he wants to take the rest of the last four glasses back home to his lady.
Are you going to make your lady do them, Drunk? You can't make your lady do them. Drunk, you got to kiss the rains down in Africa, Drunk. The people want to hear you do one more, Drunk.
No.
It's what they want.
That's fine.
This is a drunk-centric episode. We got an amazing
It is drunk-heavy, Travis. Yeah. It's drunk-heavy.
We have an amazing cover of Toto's Africa by Drunk. We got this Stunt Month wrap-up. I just feel like you could go out hard. Go out on fire.
Travis, I think he'll do it.
I think he will,
too. I really think he'll do it.
I feel like he's dedicated to the listeners and to the show, and yeah. I think he absolutely will do it.
Yeah, there is one guy... who is truly dedicated to the listeners. And it's not me and you, Travis.
No, no, not at all. And, you know, other people have come and gone. Drunk has stayed steadfast by your side.
No. Drunk is a man of the people, and he would mm-hmm. not let them down, Travis. I know he won't.
No.
Stunt Monk,
Drunk.
Okay.
Oh,
gross.
He tried to do Theater of the Mind, and he thought I'd play along, Travis. And I didn't play along.
He's not good at it, though.
Travis.
Om yum yum. I'm totally eating it. Ugh. It's so gross.
Travis, I think that he was kind of, you know, like in kayfabe, Travis, I think that the wrestler guys, like one of them is supposed to like really sell it, And I don't think it's the one doing it. I think it's the, like when you get hit with a chair, you're supposed to really act like getting hit with the chair hurt.
So you're the guy that's supposed to be like, whoa,
Drunk just downed it. And like I was supposed to sell it. And I no-selled it, Travis. I no-selled it like it didn't affect me at all.
Well, I mean, I feel like his nyom nyom probably didn't do it any favors. Listen, I got a pick of the week too, all right? Let's move on. He's not going to do it.
Charlie, what's your pick of the week, buddy?
My pick of the week this week is Cargo, starring Martin Freeman. It's on Netflix right now. It's a zombie movie, but it's a little bit more than that. I guess, it's cliched to say it's more about the people than the zombies, but it really is. Martin Freeman is left widowed, and he's got to care for his infant daughter. But then he gets bit, and he's got to traverse the wilds of Australia to find somebody to take his daughter before he turns. It's a really good flick on Netflix now.
That's not a good color.
No. See, I tried putting it in a little bit of water. That didn't make it any better. Drunk, did you share your pick of the week?
Yeah, Big Brother starts tomorrow.
Big Brother? You're excited about it?
As always.
It's not celebrities, though. It's just...
No, just regs.
Well, wait for next week. Yeah, this is another thing you're going to look forward to next week when we start talking about things like Big Brother. Got ideas, right?
Too many teases, Travis. We got to pretend like we didn't already record that.
Oh, we did. We definitely didn't. We're just planning ahead.
Guys, we're not live next week. Next week will be pre-recorded. We'll probably play it in our live time slot, but you can just catch it on the podcast if you want. Taking the week off from a live show. It's already been recorded. It was a good time. We had fun.
Mike, so. pick of the week from you.
Pick of the week, Travis. Nothing's
happy Independence Day. Guns out, funds out. Maybe beneath me. What's within our plans for life? It all seems so unreal. I'm a man cut in half in this world. Left in my misery.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central here on strangelabel.com, and be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODicks. Email us, Mike, Drunk, or Travis at WFODicks.com. Mike at WFODicks.com, Travis at WFODicks.com, or Drunk at WFODicks.com. You can give us a call, leave us a message, or call us when we're live. The phone number there is 636-487-HAND. That's 636-487-4263. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls On Ya, Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute to the Patreon, it's patreon.com/WFODicks. Thanks again. See you next week. Take care.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.